This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. So today's the big day. U.S. presidential candidates will face their first test in Iowa tonight. Election observers say they expect record turnout for the Iowa caucuses, despite frigid temperatures. But NPR's David Green says that still means that fewer than 300,000 voters could take part in the process.
The weather forecast is supposed to be cold, although warming up a little bit than it has been these last few days, and pretty clear. And there's been a lot of talk of how fairly good weather, and I say fairly because it's still pretty chilly in the minds of some people, but fairly good weather might produce a big turnout here in Iowa. In the past few caucus years, we're talking about only 6 or 7% of eligible voters in Iowa turning out to caucus. So it's a surprisingly low number, and a lot of the campaigns are looking at this year and asking the question whether, because both parties are so competitive and there has been a lot of voter interest, whether those numbers are going to go up a lot.
That was NPR's David Green in Des Moines. In other news, the U.S. Justice Department yesterday opened a full criminal investigation into the destruction of the CIA videotapes. The CIA acknowledged last month that in 2005, the agency destroyed videos of officers using tough interrogation methods while questioning two terrorist suspects. The admission sparked a congressional inquiry and an initial investigation by the Justice Department. Attorney General Michael Mukasey announced he's appointing John Durham, a federal prosecutor from Connecticut, to oversee the probe. Durham has served with the Justice Department for 25 years and has a reputation as one of the nation's most relentless and independent-minded prosecutors. And try to stop California from setting its own greenhouse gas limits, and you'll get slapped with a lawsuit. Yesterday, the state of California sued the federal government for doing just that. Late last year, the Environmental Protection Agency passed a national plan to raise fuel economy standards, and EPA officials said it would override plans by individual states to curb emissions. California didn't like that one bit. The state has argued it faces unique threats from climate change and needs to be able to set its own emission standards for cars, trucks, and SUVs, limits that California officials say are more aggressive than the federal plans. 12 other states have adopted California's emission standards, and others have said they plan to follow suit. Finally, the people who invented the word cigarette will no longer get to smoke them in public. A sweeping new anti-smoking ban went into place in France yesterday, barring people from lighting up in social spots. The ban is the final coup d'etat stemming from a 2006 prohibition on smoking in public places, which gave restaurants, bars, and clubs a grace period so they could ease their way into the new smokeless world. Smokers who break the rules will face fines between $100 and $600. Owners can be fined up to $1,100. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.